Receiving spam email can be infuriating. Opening those messages or responding to them is rarely a good idea because it can expose you to scam artists and computer viruses. But that's what Jonathan Land does. He answers spam email. He's the author of The Spam Letters, and for the past 2 years, he's been on a mission to fight spam with humor. He's in our New York bureau. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, you've been called the spam vigilante, and I imagine you're a hero to some people who hate spam, but what is it that put you over the edge and made you start writing back?
You know, I want to find out who is behind this stuff. Is it just from a machine that's just sending me things, or, you know, where's the human factor in it? So I responded to this first one from an Indian textile manufacturer. It's a whole section of the book called My Buddy Cuddy. It went on for over a year. I was at first trying to gain some insight, but then I realized there's a whole lot of humor potential here, and I took that path instead.
So you sort of faked who you were and kind of made up a story, and this correspondence then just went back and forth?
That's pretty much what I do for every letter, or every letter to a different person. My sort of favorite character to go into is whenever I receive a Viagra spam, I always think, who's the least likely person to respond to this? And I think, of course, like a 17 or 18-year-old high school, college-age boy. So I often reply to Viagra emails by saying how much that the spammer has messed up my 17-year-old sex life because of his invasive emailing and my girlfriend finding out that I might possibly need this product.
Do you get more spam emails now or fewer?
Oh, I get many, many more. It's very overwhelming.
Do you still respond?
I do on occasion. I've been working on some other stuff since, so I've taken a slight break, but I'm actually doing more with it. There's a long patch there where I know this is going to sound strange, but I feel like the quality of the spam declined. There's this long period where I was just getting home mortgage and Canadian drug and Viagra spams. There are only so many times you can respond to the same three ones. Mm-hmm. But it looks like things are picking up again, especially with the holidays. Lots of neat new gadgets, things like that.
Jonathan Land is the author of The Spam Letters, published by No Starch Press. He joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.